With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There is one issue that the nominees from both political parties are in agreement about. Julie Walker explains.
Former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris agree on one thing.
No tax on tips. Do we like that?
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
But enacting it is another story, says tax expert and Professor James Hines Jr.
It's possible to draft rules. Would it be a mess? Yes.
Both candidates have plans with sparse details. Hines suggesting millions would try to game the system by changing their pay structure.
If we have an exclusion for tips, then we have to distinguish tips from other forms of compensation. And that's extremely difficult.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at SRNNews.com, Iran has dismissed calls from Western countries to refrain from taking action against Israel as concerns grow about a possible imminent attack on Israel.
Iran has promised to retaliate following the killing of Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas political leader in Tehran, 2 weeks ago. Both Iran and Hamas blame Israel for this assassination. There are concerns here in Lebanon that Hezbollah, the powerful militia backed by Iran, could also be planning a wide-scale attack on Israel in response to the assassination of a senior Hezbollah commander here in Beirut. So real concerns that an escalation of hostilities could lead to a wider regional conflict.
BBC correspondent Hugo Bachega reporting from Beirut, Lebanon. On Wall Street, stocks are rising after today's producer price index report. Showed wholesale prices were lower. The Dow is up 298 points, the NASDAQ adding 333. This is SRN News. Christian leaders are calling India out.
Persecution of Christians in that country is getting worse, and 300 American clergy and ministry leaders have sent a letter to the State Department urging that it designate India as a country of particular concern. The signatories represent a wide range of denominations and organizations, including several Indian Christian ministries in this country. Persecution spiked with the election of Hindu nationalist lawmakers a decade ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bulgaria's parliament has adopted an amendment that bans discussions of homosexuality and non-traditional sexual choices in that country's public schools. Despite political differences in the Bulgarian parliament, nearly 70% of lawmakers voted in favor of this amendment. Similar pro-family legislation has been passed in a number of other countries in the region, including Hungary, Bosnia, Moldova, and Turkey. This is SRN News. Ford and Mazda warning owners of more than 475,000 older vehicles not to drive them. They have dangerous Takata airbag inflators that have not been replaced.
The warning applies to more than 374,000 Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles from the 2004 through 2014 model years and nearly 83,000 Mazdas from 2003 through 2015. The inflators can explode with too much force in a crash, shooting fragments that can severely injure or kill people. All were recalled previously, but repairs have not been completed. The government says the inflators are to blame for 27 fatalities in the U.S. Rich Thomason reporting.
Starbucks struggling with weak demand and disgruntled investors, said CEO Laxman Narasimhan has stepped down. Brian Nicole, the chairman and CEO of Chipotle, will become Starbucks' next chairman. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.